This is Senator Bob Dole. At a recent Washington fundraiser, Bob Dole raised $1 million. And the best part is, the money is not for Bob Dole or politics. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, a lifelong dream came true a few years ago with the establishment of the Dole Foundation, a nonprofit, non-political, nonpartisan organization designed to help disabled Americans achieve economic independence through jobs. That's why I was thrilled with the recent gala that raised $1 million for the foundation. Already one half that total is going to 18 special projects for the disabled in 12 states. Ted, a special debt is owed the Kennedy family, whose early endorsement helped launch the foundation. Your courageous son, Teddy, may have lost a leg to cancer, and I may have lost the use of my right arm on the battlefield, but together, I believe we share a common message. Disabled does not mean unable.
Bob, I don't understand how you can speak so eloquently for the disabled and then turn around and oppose their rights when it counts the most. Yet that's exactly what you're doing in the Senate right now. You're lending your support as Republican leader to the unconscionable filibuster that Jesse Helms and the hardcore right wing are conducting against legislation to protect the civil rights of the disabled and ban discrimination in any program that receives federal aid. Congress enacted that anti-discrimination law in the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, but an unfortunate decision by the Supreme Court in 1984 left millions of disabled Americans exposed to discrimination. Now we're proposing to restore the original intent of the law and protect the disabled against any form of bias. We'd be a lot closer to success, Bob, if you'd practice on Jesse Helms what you preached to me.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.